Good, you?
Good.
Yeah.
I'd just been called mum for a birthday, and I was talking to Tara.
Right.
And she said that you'd been there with Marie Soleil, and I was just wondering what's happening.
Well, she just goes there for her evaluation and everything like that, so.
Uh-huh.
So that was that.
So is she going to give a report, or?
I don't know. I don't know what she's going to do. She probably will. Probably will. She was supposed to go in July or August or something, so, but she never went there, so. So anyway, so that's that. She called me up way back in, I think it was June, and said, I'll go in July or August. But she never went, so I called her back and said, well, you were coming for a report, but you never went. So that was about it.
So how did it go?
Great. Super. So I'll just wait to see what her report is. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I wondered if we could talk about this, or I wanted to talk about this, the pay, you know, the paying of the money, and what is, I'm not understanding why you think you should be paying.
Well, it's not good, but I've paid for, you know, I just paid for stuff, Sue, that, you know, that I've just been paying for, so that's all, that's all, just to keep up Mum's capital value so that it still creates interest income. That's all.
Why don't you think that she shouldn't be paying for her own care from her own money?
She has been paying for the stuff from the co-op. For instance, I paid for it then, because what happens is it depletes the value of her capital, which then decreases her value of the interest which she produces. That's all. So I've paid some of that and whatever. So for instance, I paid her club dues this past year, and I paid her taxes last year, just because if you deplete the capital worth, then of course it's going to generate less interest income. So that's why.
Yeah, but there's no reason for you. Why don't we just sell something?
Well, because I'm just, the real estate market isn't the greatest right now, and if it comes to that, then that's what I'll do. So that's the scoop there.
Okay. Well, I'm just not understanding. I guess I just, don't agree that I think that she should be having, you know, more care, and that the care should be paid for out of her own monies.
Yeah, she's paying for the co-op and whatever. She's paying for that. I write the check.
Okay.
So that's fine.
Okay.
But like Freylin and other stuff, as I said, if you deplete the capital worth, then it's going to generate less income, less interest income.
Yeah, but you know, what is her net worth?
Well, I don't know. She's got her two properties and the pink house, you know.
Right.
And her house.
Right.
So
what is the value?
But anyways, the market isn't great right now, but it's just something I'll do. I'll recuperate that money when the time comes. I'm not too concerned about that, you know. So that's good.
And what about, you had said, you had told me 3 years ago that you changed her will.
She elected that she went in there to see France for a while.
Yeah, you told me, I was having a conversation with you and, I was talking to Emily, and you said to me that you changed her will.
Well, I didn't, Sue. I can't change her will.
Right.
Mom elects to do what she wants to do with her will.
Right.
So she went, I dropped her in at France's, and her and France met. So what she did from there on, I'm not sure. You know, I don't know. So.
Well, you told me that you had changed it. You said that it was.
I can't change her will. So
I got that, she just decided all of a sudden to change her will on her own.
We're all getting money when she dies, anyways. Okay, so that's fine. But I didn't change anything in that. I'm not. I can't change her will. What Mum does with her will is her own affair.
Right.
You know? So that's that. We'll all see what happens at the end. But she did go in to see Faust a long time ago. Probably, I don't know, 4 years ago or something.
Mm.
So, okay.
Well, I'm feeling uncomfortable about all of the way that all of this is kind of going, and it just doesn't seem right to me, but so.
But what doesn't seem right, Sue?
Well, it doesn't seem right that I think that she needs care a lot more than what she's getting.
Okay, well, let Marie Soleil be the judge of that.
Well, Tink, don't you think that we can be the judge of it?
Yeah, be the judge, but Sue, I'm here all the time. I look after Mom a tremendous amount. You know, she comes over here. She was over here Saturday night for dinner, Sunday night for dinner. Tara's there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Caroline's there on Mondays and Wednesdays. And Jane is there on Fridays.
But okay? It's at night when she's on her own that she's afraid.
Yeah.
She's afraid to be there on her own.
Hmm. Well, anyway, so then maybe we'll look into putting her into a home or something.
Well,
can't find the people that are going to be there full time.
Well, I think something has to change because she's not. You know, it's good that there's people there during the week, between 1 and 6, but
yeah.
But it's not enough. When I was there in the summertime, she's yeah. Wanders around at night and she's afraid.
Okay. Well, then we'll look into doing a home thing. So we'll look into that.
Well, I don't.
Because you can't find anyone who are going to be there full time. Very hard to do, unless, of course, you want to try and look into that, but it's impossible. You know, it's very difficult. So. But I'm in contact with her, like I said, many times. We talk until 11 o'clock at night, you know? And then we talk at about 7:30 or 8 in the morning. So, okay.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, but anyways, we'll have to go move forward as it moves forward, I guess.
Yeah. So that's about it. So there's nothing more. I can't, you know, do more than that, but I've helped her to pay some of the things only because I don't want to deplete her capital worth down to nothing. Second of all, the real estate market is not the greatest. You know what I mean? And
yeah, but what does it matter, Tink? She doesn't need her capital. She's 83 years old. She's going
to
be dead soon.
To generate investment income, Sue. If you take out money from that, then of course it generates less in interest income.
Yeah.
You know, but up to now, I think I've done an absolute super job. So you know, that's the way it is.
Well, I don't see a reason to preserve her capital when she's 83 years old. She may as well spend all her capital.
Well, why that too?
Well, so that she can
spend all her capital.
Well, there's no reason to keep it.
Well,
she can't take it with her when she goes.
No, but it ends up to be ours, or it ends up to be the grandchildren, or whatever. I don't know what, you
right,
know.
Right, but let her have it. Let her spend it. Let
anyways,
her
whatever. Yeah, but Sue, she doesn't need gazillions of dollars anyways. What is she going to do? Go to Mexico? Go to Cuba? Go to here? She can't go in. She doesn't go anywhere anyways unless it's with me. What's she going to do? Buy a Bentley? She can't drive. Why should she be sitting with, you know, $5 million in her bank account when it's not doing anything there either? You know what I mean? Not that she's worth $5 million, but I'm just saying, her capital's sitting there, that's fine, you know, it's not doing it. She doesn't need the gazillions of dollars, but she can't spend it anyways. What's she going to spend it on? You know?
Well, you said
buy special eggs that are $4 a dozen as opposed to $2.50. I mean, you know, come on. She's going fine. She doesn't need anything more than she needs now, and plus she's planning to go on some exotic trip.
Well, I don't think she's going to go on an exotic trip.
Well, there you go. So why should she be sitting with a huge bank account of a few million dollars or something?
Well,
I just don't understand that logic either.
Well, that's, I'm not suggesting that, but...
Well, then why should you clear out all the capital, just be sitting on cash?
Because I don't see any reason for me to pay. Like, you get mad at me when I come there.
What I've paid, Sue, I will get back. That's like putting money in the bank. It's going to come back to me. Anyways, at some point when Mum dies, I have it all logged and everything, so that's fine. It'll come back to me. You know, I'm not too concerned about that.
Well,
we're not talking about a loaf of bread and a pint of milk and a couple of bottles of sherry, you know what I mean? You know, come on. I'm just, trying to keep up the capital worth so that it generates enough income for her to do whatever she has to do. There's no sense in sitting on a mountain of cash, you know, when you're not going to be spending it anyways, you know?
Oh, well, I'm not suggesting that. All I'm saying is...
You are, Sue, because then she has to, you say, well, why not sell stuff? Sell everything. So she's sitting on a
pile
of
cash. What is her financial situation? What is her net worth? You must know,
Jake. I don't know, Sue. She has a couple of properties on the lake. The municipal valuation on one is $800 and $50, and the other one at the Williams is worth about, the value. What does it matter? $640 is the one evaluated down at the lake. And then it's her house. Take her municipal valuations and add them all up.
Well, I don't know, Tate, what her municipal evaluations are. I'm informed.
What does it matter what their net worth is?
Because you say to me when I come there, I should be paying for, whatever, incidental costs because she doesn't have enough money.
No, it's just that what she has in cash, I mean, I could always sell something on the lake or something like that, but what's the point in selling an $800,000 property to generate maybe an extra $5,000, which she might need, especially when the real estate market, which is my profession for the past 25 years, if it's not necessary. So I've put that money into it, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
But do you want
I'm
me
just trying to get more value for what is there, Sue, that's all.
Right, and what I'm saying is you want me to do as you do. And you get angry at me.
It's all coming back. Your pot of gold comes at the end of the rainbow anyway.
Yeah, but it's not. I don't want a pot of gold.
Okay.
I would rather that.
Well, you seem to be concerned about what everything's worth and what this worth.
I'm just asking, Tink, because you know, and I'm not informed. You don't keep me informed of anything.
Right.
That's all.
Okay.
I think I have a right to be informed.
Well, Sue, you live like 23 hours away flying time.
That makes no difference at all.
Okay, whatever, Sue. You know, as you say, we're never going to come to terms on all this thing. But right to now, I think that I do a great job of looking after Mum and her finances, which I've looked after for the past like 10 years. You know, has Mom ever been on the street or anything? No.
I'm not.
Has she ever been missing anything? No.
Well, Tink, the last time I was there, when I the last two times I've got there, when I arrived, there was no bread in the place. There was no milk. There was she was feeding the cat cereal.
Right. Okay.
So how does that happen?
Oh, I don't know, Sue. In fact, you know, she's been out of milk and bread for the past month. For fuck's sake, she weighs 80 pounds. For God's sake, Sue, don't get after me for a little loaf of bread that's missing and a pint of milk. For God's sake, when her septic system backed up this year, where were you around to fix it? And I was down there grinding and digging out septic systems. You know, and I had all the chimneys pointed and I had all the gutters removed and I fixed all the dots. Don't get after me at a fucking pint of milk and a loaf of bread.
I'm not getting after you. I'm just saying.
Well, you are, Sue. You just said, how does that happen?
Well, how does it happen?
Right now, there was no bread and no milk. How does that happen, Tink?
Well,
you just said it, Sue.
Right, because...
Yeah, how does that happen? Well, how is it the septic tank fucking well blocked up and I was there grinding away at it for 5 hours?
Well, you're looking after the house.
You don't get after me with a goddamn pint of milk and a loaf of bread.
Well, you're looking after the house very well.
Anyway, everything is organized. She's got 3 pints of milk there today and a loaf, 4 loaves of bread. Okay? God damn it, Sue, you're maddening sometimes when you say, and she's missing a pint of bread and a loaf of milk. You know? I'm sorry that she was missing a loaf of bread, and but I'm not going to take that into all the other things that I do when I'm going into, you know, I'm going to mow all her lawn and rake up the leaves. And you're yelling, you're telling me that how does that happen that she was missing a loaf of bread and a pint of milk?
I mean, I'm saying, Tink, that there was no food for her to eat when I got there.
I don't believe that because we had Tara go in and shop, and I think that Dominic did some shopping.
No, Tink, that was when...
So maybe they omitted buying a loaf of bread and a pint of milk.
Tink, it was when I got there at Christmas time, and I got there in the summer... Yeah. There was no bread.
You just said, Sue, how does that happen?
Well,
it happened, for God's sake. So she was missing a loaf of bread and a pint of milk. So maybe we went out the next day and bought one, or you did. Bravo for you. Anyways, listen, I'm going out to mow my lawn. Bye.